I just let it flow.
Ready?
Okay, yeah, anytime.
Hi, this is Stan Bush, and you're listening to WTF at TFW.
Perfect, great. Thanks.
What the fuck's going on down there?
Oh, we're back from the convention times. Yay. Hello, everybody. This is Vangelis, and I'm less sick than you last heard. I'm back from BotCon, and Aaron's back from BotCon as well, aren't you?
Yes. However, I'm still on, like, Alaska time with the hours we were pulling in Pacific time.
Indeed, and we're at WTF at TFW. Oh, wait, there's someone else. Hey, TJ, Omegas Prime, are you over there?
I hate you all.
I'm used to seeing people in person. I'm sorry.
Go away!
Not
talking
yes.
to you.
Alright, well, TJ will be doing WTF at Omegas Prime over there, and I apologize, everyone. We are over Transformers podcast, and we're here to talk to you today about Transformers, and I've been terribly sick. Terribly, terribly sick, so I apologize if I'm a little off-kilter, because I'm still kind of clearing mass out of my head. So the saying goes.
Yay.
Some of it is actually pink sometimes. I'm wondering if I'm just removing brain matter altogether, but I think
well,
I
would
have
had... How much did you drink?
Oh, you know, I bit here. Well, the main thing is I still have my short-term memory, right?
So what did you do last week?
Hey, where's TJ Omega? Where's Omega's Prime? Is he in here? Are you in there? Somewhere back there?
No.
Am I going to have to change my name, too?
I'm sorry. I'm all thrown off because our very own Aaron has altered his forum name to Aaron.
Hey, you know, we've done... we're what? This is podcast 46 with everything. I've probably been on 35 or so podcasts as Aaron. I figured, hey, I might as well. I got tired of saying, hey, I'm Axsmith or Aaron on the podcast or whatever during BotCon. So now it's Aaron across the board and on TFW.
What's great is that your changing of your name is making me start screwing up Omegas' name.
Yeah,
well, you were screwing up my name well before this.
I know, but this gives me an excuse. All right,
all you are excuses.
We should get right into it with our first topic, BotCon 2009. Now, there was a convention last weekend, and that's the bulk of the news this week, and, well, we actually covered it already, but we covered it live, and I want to give the people who weren't there a chance to talk about what they thought, about what they at least read and saw in pictures. So I was thinking we could have Omegas, so you could bring up just, like, points about BotCon, like, you know, two or three points about it that you really liked or wanted to talk about, and me and Aaron could expand upon them or fill in the blanks if the reports weren't very good, because something I never do when I'm at a convention is read the internet coverage of the convention, so
yeah.
I'm never really sure if all the information gets across clearly enough, and I know that a single missed bit of info can cause massive flame wars, so I'd like to clear up things if possible.
Well, let's see. You've talked about it already. I feel like I'm not breaking any new ground here.
I'm curious if there was anything that, like, really struck you or that you felt that there wasn't enough coverage on that we might be able to help out with.
What I was happy about is what we've been saying on this podcast for months, the animated toys are still going to be released.
Yay!
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. I'm happy to know that Wingblade Prime was exactly what I thought he was.
Wingblade looks so good in that, especially the fact that he's going to be able to combine with the Deluxe or the Voyager size.
That's what confuses me, because I can't picture add-on parts that work on two size classes.
Well, the way it works is that the add-ons look kind of like... oversized to a cool degree, like kind of like Gaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaugaug they're on the Voyager, they're smaller, but when they're on the Voyager, they look more like in the show, and when they're on the Deluxe, they look more like a massive armor pack.
Aha. So is this finally going to be like that full fire truck that I've been eagerly waiting for?
No, it didn't look, when it showed it in backpack mode, it looked like it was like a sky car type of add-on on the back because of the way that the wings sat.
You mean in vehicle mode or in robot mode?
Were you talking about it? Does he look like in vehicle mode or in robot mode? Because in robot mode, he looked pretty close to the show. At least I think they were showing the add-on onto the Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
And then it showed how in alt mode, it had compacted down into something to go like where the Voyager Prime's axe currently sits.
Yeah, and okay. in vehicle modes, on the Deluxe, it actually looked a lot kind of fire trucky. Not like there's a ladder or anything, but because the Deluxe is smaller, it looked more like a trailer, whereas on the Voyager, it looked more like his axe does, kind of like just a plug on the back.
Okay.
And the Magnus Hammer also is part of that whole shtick.
Yeah.
The Magnus Hammer. I can't believe they're actually giving him a Magnus Hammer.
And it's long!
I'm so happy.
Yeah, that was the thing that got me. I was wondering if maybe that's something that I'll be switched across, because it looked like the Magnus Hammer for the wing blade, it was almost kind of proportional scale-wise, depending on which one that was in the picture, than the Magnus Hammer that came with Magnus.
And also, anyone who really wants a clean Battle Begins Prime, that basically looks like what the Deluxe toy was that the wing blade stuff comes with.
Thank God.
The old classic, with the one or two picks, I couldn't tell if there was any changes for the armor to it, but
totally stomped right over Omegas while he was talking.
I know, I missed it at BotCon.
We're back to normal. Oh, it feels like a podcast now.
I mean, that was a steamroll. That wasn't even a stomp. That was like... what were you saying, Omegas?
It wasn't even significant. I was just saying, yeah, I'm glad it doesn't have the battle damage deco, because that irritated the hell out of me.
And Heron's all like, I don't care if you don't want the battle damage deco.
I don't. If you can't make it to BotCon, I don't care.
Stomp, stomp, stomp. Was there anything else from the BotCon news you were into, or was there anything that you didn't like?
Didn't like? That's hard to say.
Because I know that...
I like freaking everything.
I know that a big criticism was that for the internet side of things, there actually wasn't all that much to learn outside of text, because there weren't that many pictures. And I will say that if Walmart hadn't spoiled all those deluxes, then all those deluxes in the case would have been big news for you guys, and I think that we should collectively wag a finger at Walmart before we go there and spend lots of money again.
So, yeah, so like, okay, I'll give them a week.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, they just restocked, I'm weak.
Start getting that itch.
God, I need my fix, man!
Yeah, well, I was even surprised, though, with, again, back to the Hasbro panel, with as much as we saw out of Walmart, how much more they had right behind it. I mean, they didn't have, normally they have, like, quite a bit of product rollout in that they'll have, like, the stuff that's out right now in the case, and then after the first Hasbro panel, they'll have the stuff that's a wave or two ahead, and then show that. But they didn't have that much. Since they got preempted, they just filled all their cases up with everything and went on with it. But the thing that I didn't see a whole lot of photos on were the RPMs, which actually the free RPM I got for that little flyer thing they were handing out is a pretty nifty. I mean, it's Optimus Prime as a Hot Wheels vehicle, or a Hot Wheels style vehicle, I don't know. Which one of those it is that Hasbro owns, Hot Wheels or Matchbox or whatever.
Oh, it's Matchbox Hot Wheels. But there was a flyer you could get to turn in for a free RPM. And it sounds like Aaron got Prime, which makes a lot of people jealous, because most of us got Bumblebee, and poor Hi-Q on the boards got a Ratchet and was very upset. Well, not very upset, but he was all like, I want the Bumblebee! I don't want the Ratchet. I can't do his accent, but he was like, what am I going to do with a Ratchet? I don't want a Ratchet, I want a Bumblebee. And
Green little bastard, it's a free toy.
Yeah, their RPMs are kind of neat to look at, although I will say they are toys that I'd gladly accept for free that I probably won't go out like buying.
Oh yeah, I know that my 8-year-old little brother is going to be crazy over him. He's a Hot Wheels menace. So I was talking about the stuff that I got at BotCon when I went over there, and I said, yeah, and I got this little Optimus Prime Hot Wheel. I was like, well, it's not here. It's at home, and actually it's in the wife's classroom right now. But so I guess I'm going to end up handing that over to him until they're seen in the stores. So
the only thing I wish I could have come back here to tell you about on this podcast would be how awesome it was that we got them to demo us, you know, the electronics on Devastator, but sadly we didn't. Because yeah, Devastator was under a case that needed five people to lift it up.
Yeah. And that was the other thing that I had hoped for, was to see the official combined of Prime and Jetfire.
Mm-hmm.
And from the sounds of it, they were holding that off, as that's movie spoiler-ish.
Yeah, although the video game demo was constantly spoiling the first part of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Omegas, was there anything else BotCon-wise you wanted to talk about?
See, this is where Evangelist is trying to pawn off the show prep to you, so...
I'm just trying to be inclusive.
Well, it's kind of rough. Wasn't I supposed to have someone else here doing this with me?
I don't know.
Oh, yes,
about.
Sadly, Lupus was waylaid again, but I think he's got his technical problems more or less sorted out, so we should have him back soon.
Jeez, the other team just got Drew back.
Yep.
And now we're missing out on Lupus.
What do you mean, Drew? We just got you back. Everyone knows that you're Drew.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course. Don't tell anyone.
Mr. Pokeroo.
maybe that's just me. I was happy with the internet coverage. I mean, I understand you can't take pictures of everything, and Walmart spoiled everything. You know, but I was just sitting back, you know, just, you know, between Twitter and all the live updates on TFW, I was just sitting in my chair squealing the whole weekend.
Oh, that's good. I was afraid. Yeah, I was afraid that you were going to be on the crew of kind of like, oh, well, this is neat. Wish I could see it. Ah.
No, I've been to this rodeo one too many times. I'm happy with what I get. You know, bludgeon!
I will
bludgeon.
Say, and this hopefully will be hope for some of you. Bludgeon and Jungle Attack Ironhide. We didn't see them in gray prototype. We saw them in Photoshop packaging photos.
Yeah.
So photos of those guys are probably going to be out before anyone else, on a total guess, because they're due out next year. So yeah. Jungle Attack Ironhide and Bludgeon are very, very likely going to be something we can see sooner rather than later on a public level.
And I think I'm going to end up, like, quadruple dipping now on Ironhide. Because I want to get this new one for the new gun. And take the guns from my old Ironhide and put that on this one. And then take all these extra sniper rifle, chain gun, knife, blade, sword things from the Jungle Attack. And just have one ready for war Ironhide.
You gotta get the gray Ironhide then, because that gun of his is actually pretty cool. I've been messing with it, and it spins. I'm all happy.
That's the one that's wave one.
Yeah.
For event, yeah, that's on my maybe Saturday list.
Mm.
So I'm going back out toy hunting with Gerodimus just to have like a BotCon cooldown type of deal.
By spending more money on toys, yeah. I gotta take a break. Let's go hit Walmart. I don't know.
That's how you're supposed to take a break.
I'm taking a break by being sick. I guess we can move on then to new pick picks. Where we can pick the picks that peculiarly patronize our pedestrian polygamy. So... Let's open up with you, Aaron. What's your new pick?
This is going to be a little bit snarky here. I have to find it. It was taken Saturday after the party at Paramount. It's two of these little acrylic things standing next to each other.
Oh.
Come on, think about it.
I know one he's talking about. I can't remember what else was in the picture.
No, it was just the two acrylic things. Come on.
I'm drawing
a blank. Yeah.
Come on.
I remember it. Oh,
come
God,
on.
It's escaping me.
Page 4 news on the front page.
Stop picking on me. Stop picking on me.
Here, let me link it over.
Oh, acrylic as in... Oh, I thought they were glass.
No, they're acrylic.
Oh. Yeah, Sight Awards.
Yes, we picked up Best Resources Section and Best Website Design.
And our new admin, Soul Fury.
Yes. Congratulations, Soul, if you listen to the podcast. If you don't, you should be ashamed of yourself. But, because everything else now anymore is either spoilery or back to BotCon pictures.
Oh, no, yeah. There isn't. There's other stuff up.
Well, like, I'll let Omegas go so I can mock everything else. How's that?
Okay, Omegas, you go next.
I see. I'm almost in that same boat where I'm having trouble finding interesting things. You know, like I talk about, the Bumblebee water bottle. No.
Yeah.
See, I was gonna mock that.
That doesn't do it for me.
Am I the only one looking at what I'm looking at right now?
Is the iGear the new images for the Arc
the two,
set
the
thing?
The two really big galleries of new Garage Company stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm staring at right now.
That was going to be my official pick, thank you very much.
Go for it!
I'll let you go.
mock. Okay, I will officially pick the iGear TF-007, the fake Arc playset.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like all my childhood dreams come true.
Yeah, and I gotta say...
extraordinarily expensive plastic.
Well, you're getting, like, what, 12 floor panels?
How big are the floor panels?
12.5 centimeters by 12.5 centimeters.
What's that in U.S.?
Let me look at my ruler.
It's like 5 inches?
12.5 is 5 inches. They're 5 square inches each.
Hmm.
So that's 60 square inches of floor.
Okay, so that's a little more than 1.5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
My normal stands. Okay. All right, okay. I can live with that. I mean, I have absolutely nowhere to put it. But it is an awesome little display on it. I'd have to make an entire shelf devoted just for using that as a display.
Well, on the plus side, since it's divided up into these 5-inch squares, you could make it, like, long, or you could make it L-shaped, like...
Well, this is true, but what's the point? You have all the parts, you have to use them. It's like that bucket of Legos you had as a kid. Doesn't matter how big or how nice the house looks, you have to stack all the blocks onto it.
Very true. Yeah, I'm impressed, I gotta say. Someone already brought up something I mentioned before, which is that we're curious if these are based off of the chain mechanical bases that I believe Kotobukiya does. But the amount of stuff you're getting is pretty cool. The price, I think we have to see what the operating table and the computer screen are like in person, I would say, and the walls as well. Generally, the durability and sculpted detail and, I guess, paint apps are going to be what make or break this set. Unfortunately, the price is very prohibitive, and I got doubts a lot of people are going to go for it, especially with it weighing 4 kilograms and thus having a massive shipping cost added on top.
Yeah, I would get it in a heartbeat if it wasn't for the money thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a diorama type of guy. I'm happy with shelves, and so this is something to put something else to have in there and deal with. I can understand why people might want it to make, like I said, the little diorama scenes, but that's... I'm more of a hands-on mess with it, and it's like scenery.
Yeah, as impressed as I am with it, I actually don't really have any desire to buy it. In part because of a lack of shelf space, even though this technically is just a way to decorate a shelf more. Also, the price, and finally, I am impressed with this, and I do give iGear props for this, even though it is their 7th set before it happened, but, I have not read any reviews on the quality of their previous 6 announced sets, so I'm waiting to see what the quality is like on their stuff first. I mean, BTS Toys, I'm not into their trailer, but their trailer was reported to be made of a very durable material, and that makes me want to support any project they do that does tantalize my tastes. So, I gotta see with iGear. I admit I got biases still, just because I am, as much as this impresses me, it did take a long time for them to really come into their own as far as doing something truly unique, and now that they have, that's great, and I hope they keep it up. And yeah, I'm going to have to just see what their other cheaper products that I know a lot of people are getting are going to be like. But yeah, how wishy-washy was that on my part? Do you think was I hitting the level, or was I kind of tilting
that
too far?
That was about 97% wishy-washy.
Nice. Omegas, do you think I pulled it off the flip-flop pretty well there, or was I falling too far to one side?
I give you a 5.8, but the Russian judge only gave you a 3.
Russian judges always cheat!
Commies.
Well, my own pick is the G3 trailer images. Because now we got to see it in color, and a potential packaging.
Which apparently includes a free Henke Prime.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm a little curious about. Because if that's their plan, I would have to wholeheartedly recommend against it. Because if there's one way to get Hasbro to even more look at you, aside from bringing you up by name at BotCon, it's to package one of their toys in with your trailer. So I'm going to have to really, really hope that that's just a space left in to put your own Prime for display or for storage. Because if it's not, I got to say, dudes, I appreciate it, but holy crap, okay? Stop and think for a second.
Yeah, I will. That looks interesting. Leaving that gap in there, you know, cool idea. But yeah, if they're buying up Henke Primes and putting them out there, Takara Tomy or Hasbro or I don't know, maybe your Chinese mafia friends are going to come and.
I mean, like, it's ballsy if they do it, but there's a fine line between ballsy and. You're not allowed to complain if you get shut down, and this is...
And yeah, we're shot. Okay.
Both. I'm not hating on fans project here, I'm just saying, hopefully that's not the case. Because that is a bit of a... Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, I didn't read the thread, so maybe this has been cleared up already by someone who came on the boards. But that was my initial reaction right there, was, wait, what? And then, hey guys, let's stop for a second and chat about this. Outside of that, the colors look great. It's nice, shiny, silvery gray. The blue is very robust, and the stealth mode is just as cool as I'd hoped. So I'm extremely excited about this. I also like the way that when Prime is using the turret and he's sitting in it, he kind of looks like he's... Because of the way the toy works, he doesn't look so much like he's sitting as much as he's, like, riding it. With his legs sticking out to the side and stuff, I find it kind of cute. It's like, whoa! It's, like, shooting all over the place. I forgot, were either of you pre-ordering this thing?
Just you.
Or is it just me?
Nope.
Oh, boy.
You're alone here.
I'm all alone. Yeah, I've read some complaints about it, mostly saying that the height of the trailer obliterates the point of Prime's wind vane, and I tried really hard to get angry about that, and then I couldn't find it in myself to get angry about that, so I apologize.
It's not an angry about, I think that's more a style choice.
Yeah, and technically, just imagine that when the trailer goes into stealth mode, it becomes aerodynamic. And there you go. But, yeah, I'm still very, very interested to see how this turns out, and, hoping very much that they're not hoping to gain Hasbro's favor somehow by packaging a Hasbro toy in with the trailer.
Yeah. Well, if they bought each and every one of them at retail, and specifically state that they were purchased at retail with no markup to the consumer, then maybe Hasbro Legal won't eviscerate them.
Very, very risky thing to do if they do that. I'm not saying that they're doing it. It's just I got to get that out there. Just because I'm already kind of like, as much as I like them, I'm starting to think it was a mistake for them to show off those standalone robot designs at TFCon, especially with them being so far off. I think that they could have kept under the radar better by just showing off Protector and this trailer and maybe the Japanese Headmaster based Arctic Combiner. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Let's move along then to, oh, Cheap Trick's Transformers cover. We've now heard, unless the site is now making you log in, as it is for us, we've heard Cheap Trick's version of the Transformers 86 movie theme, done for the Revenge of the Fallen soundtrack. Guys, did you manage to check it out, or at least the 30-second clip of it?
By we, me, you mean you?
Indeed.
I got a brief sampling. I did not get the full version.
I didn't even get the brief sampling.
Oh, dear. Hang on. Let me go find it. The brief sampling must still be open for us to listen to.
We're going to do a live review again, aren't we?
I don't know. We'll see.
Everyone on the podcast has to have a gimmick now.
Aaron's gimmick is that he doesn't hear music before we cover it, and then we...
And we got hypothetical music. And we got hypothetical situations with lupus.
Hooray! Oh, I can't find it. Man, what is this iMeme, anyway, the site that it's on?
I don't know. All I know is it started wanting name and email addresses and whatnot, and that's the point I said no thank you.
Dude, that's stupid!
Yep.
iMeme! iMeme is a bullshit! It got in my mom's tent!
Oh.
And I don't like iMeme anymore! Okay, here, I found you a link.
Oh.
I don't want to know what planet you're from.
Apparently I need to get more squirrels in my computer because it's going slow.
Actually, I'm just checking this front page link I sent you, and it had a little player in it that had the 30-second clip, but the play button on it's grayed out now!
Because it connects to iMeme.
Ah! Alright, we'll just have to continue on without it, I think.
This song has not been released.
It seems that Aaron is not meant to hear this song.
Yay.
Alright, should we just keep going?
Yes.
Alright. Well, iMeme is officially standing in our way, and no one has uploaded it to YouTube, so... Omegas, what did you think of the song?
The 30 seconds I heard of it, yeah. I didn't agree with it. The point was made before, and I will make it now and take credit for it in public later. The movie is way too dark to actually make this peppy and upbeat.
Yeah.
And it's the first thing you don't do in this situation. You made a point before. It's like, some of the lines in that one. I mean, you shouldn't be saying, you know, upbeat and peppy and.
It's the 86 movie lyrics, and they're being delivered kind of like a, not just a pop song, but like a pretty upbeat, happy pop song, and they're talking about like, you know, divided we will fall, etc., etc. And it just doesn't sound right.
Yeah. Like they're happy about it. You know, it's sung like, hey, guys, divided we will fall. Come on.
Yay!
Let's divide! Let's fall!
Woo! It's like Ring Around the Rosie.
Yeah, I listened to the whole song, and what didn't help at all was the solo section in the middle, you know, where there's usually, like, between the penultimate and final delivery of the chorus, there's, like, a solo music section, and it was, again, very upbeat, and it just sounded raw. It was like, it's the lyrics, really. The lyrics are the big thing. And as Omega said, this is a movie, right? This is a dark, industrial, grim movie, more so now than the first one. And this song just doesn't fit it. I mean, the Mute Math song on the first movie soundtrack only barely fit in by being techno-ish. Yeah. And even then, its main flaw was that it was just outright boring. And it wasn't exciting, it just didn't work for me. And I'm not going to go like the band sucks because I'm not going to go to that level because that's nothing I can make a judgment call about based on one song. But it seems like the intent on these songs is confused and muddled. A friend of mine actually made a very good point saying that Hollywood actually is simply not aware of enough genres of music to score a lot of these soundtracks. And there are a lot of groups who could pull off a very good Transformers song. Black Lab almost hit it on their attempt in 2007 with the one small falling point of the chorus lyrics just weren't delivered excitingly enough. This is all my theory on... I have a theory on the perfect modern Transformers theme song, if I may deliver it briefly here. And when I say briefly, I mean at length. the perfect Transformers
theme song... You're
the host
here.
Yeah,
what can we do?
Yeah, one of you guys is like, no, you may not! I'm like, oh... The perfect Transformers theme song to me would be something that is somewhere in the realm of industrial metal and rock, but with the unique touch of retro, almost throwbacky levels of power to the lyrics to make them exciting. There was a group a friend of mine sent me, I can't remember who it was, but they also mentioned Juno Reactor might be a good group to look into. The main thing is that with the look of the movie, in an industrial tinge, I think, would be very important because it would fit what we're seeing, and it would glide together a bit better with also with the Jablonski orchestral score. So, right. I'm not saying I want outright metal, and I'm not saying I want outright industrial, as much as I'd love that, but somewhere in between, I think that a fusion of the two with like a glaze of techno on either on the underside or on the top, and as I said, the lyrics have a little, not cheesy, but have some power behind them, so it's a bit exciting. And also, and I'm going to get shot for saying it, don't reuse the old 80s lyrics. Drop them. Just drop them. Because even as much as I like the Black Lab theme, every one of these remakes I've heard, one of the biggest things that sours the entire song is that you're hearing the 1986 or 1984 TV theme lyrics. And those lyrics just do not work on modern music. They suck, it's just they don't work.
I could see, like, using a line
maybe a line, but...
Yeah.
Not, here's the written out lyrics, sing them in a slightly different manner. Sing it punk or rock
except
blues.
Unicron isn't in the movie, just say Megatron.
Yeah.
They won't notice.
It's just that those lyrics, I think, are also, they're like a crutch for a lot of these covers, and honestly, I'd say just drop them. Write new lyrics, or just cut the lyrics down. Make something unique. Make, if you want, you know, make call-outs in the music, and like, have, you know, like, Black Lab did an excellent job having Vince DiCola call-outs in the music, but, like, be unique. Make it something new. Just write new lyrics, if it'll help. That's my whole approach to the thing, is I think it crutches too much, and it's always aimed directly into the wrong genres, especially for these films.
Your problem is you're expecting artists to make art.
That too.
You're expecting credibility here. That's bad.
And I also don't want to say that I think that, like, you know, pop or rock sucks. It's just that especially for the aesthetic of these live action films, I think an industrial area is a better place to go, or as I like to call it, something that's a bit techno-dustrum metal. Fuse it all together. But I don't really believe in genres. I prefer using them to explain rather than to limit, so I'm all about fusing genres. It's like, I don't know, it feels like if there's a color wheel, right, for music, we're always having our theme here put in the wrong spot, or on the wrong end. And the whole movie is standing on the correct spot, so I don't know. That's the way I look at it. Aaron, now you didn't hear the song at all, but how are you taking things from our reports of it?
somewhere between furious anger and so. Yeah, I tried it and iMeme slapped me down without asking for all of my personal information, so I am going to withhold listening to it until it's available in a better format.
Yeah. I mostly hope that the discussion thread doesn't get too violent, because as I said before, it's music, and music makes people very, very, very defensive. And I hope that no one takes offense to the way I've been talking about it here. I'm just delivering my viewpoint, and like I said, none of us hate you if you like this theme, and none of us hate you if you like its genres. There we go. I've covered our butts. How are you guys' butt covers feeling?
Kind of smooth. Supporting.
I use silk.
You didn't blow your nose on mine, did you?
Maybe. Don't sit down.
Oh.
All right, let's move into an extra special segment, which I have titled, What We Got This Week That Wasn't From BotCon. Sorry, Aaron.
So I don't, you, get my 30, I don't get my 30-minute Omega Slight.
Yeah. Well, no. What we get to do is let's just briefly say, so hey, Aaron, we got a lot of stuff from BotCon, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I mean,
tons of fun stuff.
All those Leozaks and the Banzai Trons. Oh, and my giant Brave toy. And things like that.
Did you find where I broke it?
I did. I'm going to kill you. And yeah,
it was like that when I got there.
I think it's going to be great when we talk about our BotCon hauls on that extra special supplemental.
Yes,
but
it will be.
We should be fair to Omega, seeing how he's, you know, not going to have a mass convention haul this week. Hey, Omegas.
Huh?
Did you get anything this week?
Well, despite not going to a convention and getting all these free toys and having access to a dealer room and
fuck you all! I only got like 4 or 5 free toys, okay?
I only got 2, but one of them was Leozak.
Need something to strangle.
I'm eating a pepperoni stick.
I don't want grease on my hands.
No.
No, despite not going to a convention, I didn't do all that badly, I will have you know.
All right. You have the floor, sir.
Well, money is tight. I didn't go to BotCon, but I do have a convention coming up I am attending in a couple weeks. So I do not have much money on hand, but I did pick up Leader Prime.
Woo!
Truck to robot.
Yeah, Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron.
That's why I preemptively used it.
Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Aaron. Hey, Omegas, tell Aaron, truck to robot. Hey, Aaron. Hey.
What truck to robot?
Truck to robot?
Yeah.
What truck to robot?
Oh, man, truck to robot's great.
Yeah, I like truck to robot.
If there was one reason for you to come to BotCon, Omegas, it would have been to watch Aaron trying to transform Prime the first time.
I had trouble getting him into truck mode. I thought the
that was a difficult thing.
Yeah, getting him into robot there, mode was fine.
Were we actually? No, it was pre the second podcast that we recorded where we had like the whole crowd there.
Yep.
And I was trying to show just how killer that is, the rotate arm, rotate shoulder, rotate arm, rotate shoulder, to get it all to fit in there, and I get it into truck mode, and I've got a little bit of sweat on my brow, and everybody's mocking a little bit, and then Shibby Mira Prime just looks at me and goes, truck to robot. And from then on, anybody that saw me was like, oh, hey, Aaron, how's it going, truck to robot?
I will admit that Aaron did have difficulty because he tried using the instruction sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Do about the first 5 steps using the instruction sheet. Tinkle yourself the first time you have to rip Prime's chest apart, and then throw him away and just figure out how to get it to fit in there.
Just pretend you're all Hail Megatron and just rip the whole thing out.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's our comic book talk for the month.
Hooray! So, Omegas, did you have much trouble with the... Like, did you use the instructions, or did you just try winging it?
I tried using the instructions, and then I promptly threw them out and got a video to show me what the hell to do.
Nice.
I was on crappy hotel internet, so I did not have that option.
Yes, $25 for 3 days of internet. It was great.
Oh, lovely.
Of slow, slow internet.
Slow internet. Always sucks. No, see, he's a fine figure. Absolutely love him. Except for the arm. He's got some kibble issues on the arms.
Yes.
I wish I... Oh, man, I want to pose those swords in so many ways, and it's just, no, they're always in the way of something.
Yeah, it's all right if they're flipped out, but I wish they could retract in length as well in some way, because that would sort them out perfectly.
Yeah. If
they could lose an inch and a half just by sucking in on themselves or something.
Yeah, but it is a great figure. If I could only get one for now, then I am glad that I got that one.
Oh, I'm curious. Did you hear this much while you were transforming him?
I am Optimus Prime. I am Optimus Prime.
Okay, 87 more and you have him transformed. Oh, no, 86, because you got that last one in there.
It's like playing with a Pokemon.
I will say I figured out how to make him not do that when I'm transforming him, but it's so easy to set off.
Yeah,
pull out the batteries.
No, just don't bump his head.
Mm. Yeah, I noticed the gimmick that did that, and the first time I had to move his head for anything, I just shove the whole thing back so it wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, I mean, granted, it's a good voice clip, but anyone would eventually get kind of sick of hearing that over and over again. I mean, you just imagine this listener that you're trying to listen to a podcast and you got this going on the whole time, and it's like Peter Cullen wants to talk over us. It's pretty, I don't know.
I will come rip your eyes out!
I am Optimus Prime.
Stop it!
I am Optimus Prime.
Anyway, yeah, the cool toy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Omegas, would you agree with the idea that he's basically like...
Optimus Prime?
That he's Optimus Prime. Thank you! Alright. Anyway, would you agree with the idea that he's like about 10 notches below a masterpiece, but for a very good price?
I would give him that quality, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're going to knock anything on him, I think it's just, if he was a masterpiece, I'm sure the swords could have retracted a bit more, and like, I don't know. I guess the sides of his legs could collapse a bit more, but like those aside, he's like, when you see Leader Megatron in person, you can tell that someone lost something for Prime to gain something.
Yeah. Well, that's what amazed me, because when I got home, I replaced the Movie 1 Prime with a Movie 2 Prime on the set of shelves that's right next to my desk, and I was amazed at the difference at, you know, the same price point, the same... The leaders are another, what, $2 or $4 now because of the price shift. But, you know, two guys that are essentially the same thing. You looked at the first one, and the first one was pretty close to the movie. Then you look at the Movie 2 one, and you go, wow, what's that first one? Is that, like, Optimus's special, air quotes, little brother? Okay, yeah, you're going back in the bin.
The first one and the Voyager Prime are what I classify as, like, they're excellent Optimus Prime toys if you just don't imagine they're supposed to represent, like, they're not supposed to perfectly represent something that you've seen.
Right.
Like, they're solid enough toys, the Voyager especially, but they're more like, just imagine, like, it's just an alternate universe or something, like, that's what the Prime looks like in, like, Movie B universe, something like that. The UK movie comic, there you go.
Yeah. In Movie Durr Universe.
Mm. Movie Durr Universe.
Durr Universe. Okay, let's see. I also got in a box today.
Ooh!
This is more fan freebies.
Nice. Get that ice cream out, Aaron. I'll join you in a sec.
It wasn't all that much, but what it was extraordinarily cool, because when he first contacted me, it's Gabriev27 on TFW, which is a reference to my favorite anime. That was nice. He agreed to send me the Mega Beast Machines Cheetor.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. And Hammer Strike as well, though I don't think that one will be covered in such a harsh way.
That Mega Cheetor, you should try to get a hold of the Unicron.com Beast Machines accessory set, because it comes with, like, basically his two giant swords from the show.
Right.
Yeah, but if I'm going to make him a Plastic Addict review, I don't want to give him any kind of credibility.
Well, wait till after you do the Plastic Addict review. And spend the whole time harping on his lack of sores. I don't know.
But that was just what... That's just what I knew was coming. But the box is like... The box that came was like three times the size necessary. I found he also threw in the Mega STF's... let's see, what is it? Star Saber.
Oh, the posable PVC figures from way back.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Because I'm not sure if he heard me saying, okay, Star Saber's my grail, or if I was lamenting that the Robot Hero had been canceled.
Oh, there was a Star Saber at BotCon, oddly enough.
Yeah.
I heard...
Foster got
Christian
it.
Shut White.
Up. Really? Shut up.
$300.
I can get your addresses. I own weapons.
I don't have it, man. Foster has it. I'll give you his address. Talk after the show. Hey, Foster.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Don't sleep tonight. No, this is a huge surprise. He also sent the two most recent Mugen Bind candy toy sets.
Oh, is that was one of those the pirate, or is that farther back?
That was farther back. This is, let's see if I can remember the names offhand. The little red one, which is Mugen Fire Ryu.
Oh, right.
Which is all little tiny ones, and then Mugen Ashura.
Oh, that one is cool. I like that one.
Yeah, it is. It's, oh my god. I wanted these things so bad, and I thought I was going to miss out on them because I'm saving up money and could not get them.
But, oh, yeah. The only one I've ever got was Mugen Pharaoh, but I was really happy with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got a bunch of them, and I'm quite thrilled to have these. Though, stickering them is a freaking nightmare.
Yes.
I seriously want to drop by Bandai and gouge eyes out.
They do the stickers like that to convince you to try painting them, I'm really sure. It's like with the Sentai candy toys.
Yeah, well, it's the first time I've actually gone screw this and started walking off trying to find paint.
Yep. It's forced creativity is what they do.
whatever they do, it nearly worked on me. But I don't know, they're cool toys. I will probably be up until 5 in the morning getting them all stickered and...
Nice.
My fingers will be bleeding by then. But I'm glad to have them.
Oh, that's cool. I had fun stickering, actually, the giant Brave toy I got at BotCon, but that took me like 2 hours.
Okay, there's one other thing I got, but it has nothing to do with Transformers at all. I just thought I would share this.
Come in, Lido.
You go to hell! All right, that's it, yeah. Anyway, continue. Yeah, tell us all about it. Keep going. We're waiting.
Get it in stereo for you.
This could be a whole supplemental.
The sound effect war.
I want that freaking belt, but it's too pricey for me.
Oh, it was taunting me too much. I had to get it.
Man. Did you print out the fake cards to totally run havoc on its electronics?
I have the fake cards. I actually since I am a perfectionist to these things, I actually made my own cards for it that have the logo on the back and everything.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be easier than free time I had.
It's going to be it's still going to be 10 times easier than trying to track down all the Gamba Ride cards from Japan.
Yeah, wasn't looking forward to doing that.
$24 to, 24 plus per Final Form Ride card because you got to get the figure with them.
Yeah, but I like those figures. If I could afford it, I'd be buying those.
Oh, me too. But since I can't afford it, I'm complaining about it instead. Mm. Well, sir, I guess we figured out that mysterious Kamen Rider item you got.
Yeah, that would be it. And I just made the review for it public on YouTube.
I'm going to be watching that later. I got to watch your review of Knockout still as well. I'm so happy you got it before, but I'm so happy that people are able to get those Revenge of the Fallen toys now.
Mm-hmm. You got to tell me what it looks like, because these are the first reviews with the new camcorder.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty badass. Aaron, I actually don't know. Did you get anything outside of BotCon over the last couple weeks?
Yes, I did. Some sleep deprivation.
Sweet, me too!
Trying to get back to
normal
time.
How's your articulation on that?
Like I said before. Not very good. And it makes a lot of morning sounds. So
You need a gravity bot. Those things are solace.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I got a raise.
$13 a pop.
A company-wide, basically standard, about 3-4% raise, so ooh. Yay, that was actually today.
Rats?
I got some comics that I made the mistake of reading, so I'm halfway spoiled for the upcoming movie. Yay. As far as toys go, I picked up, before we left for BotCon, I had at my Walgreens had picked up Depth Charge, Dead End, and another one. I'm pulling a blank on his name, though. Three of the Scouts. Only managed to open up Depth Charge myself. Not Knockout? No, Knockout I got later.
What was the alt mode?
The payloader guy.
Oh, Rule Bear!
No, not Rule Bear. The fork truck.
Spoons!
Spoons the second.
Spoons the second, okay. Depth Charge, I like. I've got a problem, I think, with my individual one that I still need to fix, is that one of the shoulder missile pod things, the joint that holds that onto the ball shoulder, will pop off anytime you mess with it in either mode, so a little bit of work there. Good and poseable. I do like that his, like, boat shoes mode is an official, his, like, attack mode or whatever.
I need to see pictures of the instructions. I'm curious.
Thoroughly confusing. I'll have to dig them up wherever they ended up at. The other Dead End, I have not opened up. I played with Gerardimus's a little bit. A couple little finicky bits in his hands disappeared a couple times during transformations. Spoons the second has not been opened yet. There was just not. I mean, I had 2 days before to deal with it, and I was getting packed and other stuff happening, so those didn't get opened and then got shuffled off somewhere else. So I'll have to find them. I picked up a Sideswipe at the local Walmart. I like him. Unlike apparently many other people, I can get him to stand up on his wheel feet. I don't know if I'm doing something terribly right or if the Michael Bay touching his hand thing rubbed off that way.
You're a witch!
Yeah. Burn him. I also picked up the Voyager Starscream, which I really like. It's definitely better than the first movie Starscream. I do like that is a good use of the Mech Alive gimmick, where you turn his head and it activates a bunch of gears in his chest. He seems like he balances a little bit better than the first Starscream, too, for me. So
it's the extra leg joints, I think.
I think it's that, and plus the fact that he's not as weird in the body.
And top-heavy and stuff.
Right. I picked up a Demolisher, which I'm not sure where the fun's at on that toy, because I can't find it.
He left.
Yeah.
He had enough of that joint.
They ran out of fun budget.
Right. I can dig on the fact that it's the same as it is in the movie, but the uni wheel pose with the other wheel up in the air just doesn't do anything for me, because then he's just kind of got the tripod stance, since you need the claw arm things to hold him up. And then trying to do like a motorcycle mode ends up with his face behind the wheel. Like I said, I don't know where the fun is on that toy. So if somebody wants to come into the thread and tell me where the fun is with it, I'll be more than happy to try that out myself.
I've found a few things you can do, but he is a very limited toy, and it seems like the bulk of the reason behind his limitations is the sheer number of moving parts in his shoulders, which is impressive, but also seems to have hampered a ton of the toy.
Right. And then I also, when I came home from BotCon, had a package waiting on me, and that was the Transformers Club exclusive Heatwave.
That wasn't waiting for me when I got home, so I'm jealous.
And it's what you get for being Candadian.
Damn it!
Clear plastic, the head is definitely interesting, and I won't speak of his combined name. But combined mode, it looks good with the official transformation. It's a lot more red than their translucent blue. Since basically three limbs are red. The helicopter, since that's also mostly the more vinyl-y plastic that has to be a solid color, you lose that. But he looks good, all pulled together, and he is a shattered glass Decepticon.
That's kind of cool. I like that.
Which, that's something that I don't... I mean, I know that people have taken pictures, but that's always the red con logo is kind of throws you for a loop a little bit, and then the combined mode chest still has the Decepticon emblem in there, so I can't wait to see how the fiction treats it all. But he looks good. It's nice to finally have this $200 combiner all together.
I like the way you said that. It's nice to have this $200 combiner.
Yeah, I was doing the math in my head of membership. I know I get an advertisement for my $40, but I don't think I've ever used it.
You're also getting six lone issues of Master Collector to go with the other six that are used as envelopes for your newsletter.
Yes, yes. And, I mean, the discount for BotCon is worth it, for me at least, because it's $40 to get $50 off of BotCon, so I save $10 and I get a toy.
Yeah, that's basically it for me.
About the only other thing that's actually more of a BotCon haul was I also managed to pick up a new point-and-shoot digital camera after mine basically died at BotCon. And that's gotten some decent use around the house, taking pictures of stuff that I didn't deal with because my old camera just purely sucked, but...
That's good to hear.
The other approximately 15 to 20 things on my list I purchased while out of town, so they're not eligible for this podcast.
That's right, they're banned. They're banned. We have the ban hammer on them.
Jeez. That was my whole fear going into this week. Oh, God, this is revenge week. This is when it all comes back.
No. See, that's what I was thinking about this morning. I'm like, oh, yeah, we got the podcast today, and I've got... Oh.
Well, no, we're getting our revenge still, because we're talking about all the stuff we can't talk about, kind of like, you know, our Leo Zacks and our Bonsaitrons and our massive movie halls and my $30 Pat Labor CM's Gokin.
See... It's not even all that. It's not the box sets or Banzaitron. It just pisses me off. The one toy I wanted was the free one.
I know, it's the one no one has two of.
Well, I guess if you chose to go for the 2005 box set, you got two Leo Zacks.
Really?
I thought I had heard that from somewhere, from maybe GB Blackrock.
Well, damn it, guys. Sell your Leo Zacks, and I'm sure that Omegas will buy one for the nominal price of $500. I wish I could get that for my Leo Zack. I really do. I got some non-BotCon stuff as well, not to make this run on for a while, but when I got back from BotCon, I had a package waiting for me that I was hoping would show up before BotCon, but that's what happens when you use the eBay. So I got Dark Brown Breakaway and Mixmaster. And oddly enough, I paid for Mixmaster about what I would have paid if I'd bought him at BotCon.
Yeah.
So, it all even...
I don't know, I got a deal on my Mixmaster, thanks to somebody.
Because I bought a $120 Brave toy and said, like, hey, can we get $10 off this Mixmaster? And I never accepted your extra money so I could guilt trip you about it forever!
Yeah, I know.
But, Breakaway is, interesting. That's all I really have. I think he's cool, and I'm glad that I got him for $12 Canadian, so, like, less than if I bought him at BotCon. But I really got to do the fix to his head so he can look up and out of his cockpit a little bit more. And Mixmaster is really freaking cool. He's got tons of moving parts, and he's got an extremely hilarious artillery mode that I don't think I transformed right. No one has. But I do like his aesthetic. My only issue with him is I wish he swiveled at the wrist, because he does have curling arms.
Yeah.
But I do like how he's such a small vehicle mode and becomes such a, not just tall, but such a tall and wide, really wide robot.
Very bone crusher-ish.
Yes, extremely
with
bone
with
crusher.
His arms, because he has the big curl arms with stuff up and around it.
Yeah. And I also like how he has, like, huge chunks of wheel as, like, elbow pads to smack people with, like Tonkas. Yeah. And also, the beige is not all that bad in person. It looks a billion times worse in photos. It's still not the most desirable color, but seeing it in person, it's a beige that actually does fuse all right with the other cold colors on him. The primary thing that helps that beige is the olive wheels and the red bits. Those kind of help the beige blend in a bit more, particularly the olive wheels. So, cool toy. And I also got a billion things of BotCon, but I'm not going to mess with those. All I'm going to say is I just figured out a totally Macross-esque Gurwalk mode for Revenge of the Fallen Prime, and I'm very proud of myself.
Blah?
Well, it's time for the spoiler section. Somehow, there are still spoilers, even though the movie's out this month. So, take it away, spoiler disclaimer guy. Thanks for your help at BotCon, by the way. It was nice having you there.
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
We're back. We got some minor spoilers to cover, and first up is a pile of TV spots, a pile of more TV spots. Three more, to be exact. And I watched them, and actually I couldn't really tell if there was very much different, aside from, I think, a Josh Duhamel line that gets repeated in all of them. So I don't really have much to add regarding these, but I thought we should cover them for the sake of our newsworthiness. So, Omegas, did you check these out yet?
Yeah. They were very commercially.
That's being nice.
Jeez, someone's playing with toys in the background.
I'm not! I'm preparing it for a review is what I'm doing.
Yeah, sure you are.
Not playing with it.
Professionalism at its finest.
You all know, everyone at BotCon on that last one, Aaron and the others, they all know how professional I am.
That's the exact opposite of professional. Evangelist. It seemed like these trailers had different bits in them, like the 30 seconds before a scene or 30 seconds after a scene. I can't think of specific things now because I watched them a couple days ago. But it seemed like you could build a little bit more if you wanted to get crazy with it and break it up piece by piece. You could fill in another 18 to 20 seconds of movie footage. And then, it seemed like the Duhamel, was it this one, there's going to be trouble or something or other?
Yeah, it was something like there's going to be trouble. But we're...
Or a whole lot of trouble's coming our way or something like that.
A whole lot of
trouble's
coming our way, yeah.
And it's like, each one uses, like, okay, it's a decent line, but now I'm getting it in stereo, and then whatever three is for audio.
It's not as catchy as Tyrese Gibson's line from the first
left
one.
Left cheek. I got
from the trailers. Let's bring it.
Oh, bring the
no, just bring it. Yeah, bring it. That's the trailer line.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of one of those things. It's a story. Because we've already had four before these three.
Yep.
So all the stuff that they're going to show on TV, they've pretty much already shown, or they're showing a slightly different clip of Sam and the Cybertronian symbols or something like that. So it's not as exciting as like the trailer or the BotCon footage. Squeak.
Yeah, excuse me, yeah.
Well, we're privileged to those kinds of things, but for Joe Schmo Public, I think, you know, they work pretty damn well.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I will maintain that I feel that it's late in the game that the trailers are starting to actually show storyline, and when people do have frustrations with these trailers, especially the Joe Public people, and they go like, well, I don't know what the movie's about aside from robots, I can't really argue against that, because it is a little true
right.
that as far as telling us what, you know, what the movie's going to be like outside of the special effects and the robots, they haven't really done much. But again, it's a hard thing to really comment on, since like I am part of the hardcore online fandom, so I am privy to all this like knowledge that your average theater goer probably doesn't care to know.
Yeah, well, that's the tough balance. It's one or two times at BotCon I had to kind of mention to people when you'd see, you know, be walking along and hear people say, oh, it's stupid, why don't they do XYZ? And then, you know, you want to say, and I did once or twice say, hey, you know, you have to realize that, you know, not everybody coming through general admission is on all the forums to know that this is happening or that's happening, and then that's why they say it. You know, us hardcore podcast-making or listening fans or the people that spend, you know, hours online trying to find this stuff, that, you know, we find out things and we know things, and it's not like we're in the know. It's just, you know, we see, we read, you know, even for 10 minutes a day, this stuff that, you know, dad and son, you know, getting excited about Bumblebee, don't catch that there's going to be this Human Alliance thing. And when they see that, that can be, oh, cool, when everybody else on the internet's seen it for a month and a half, 2 months now.
Yeah. And then those people you were talking to went all like, who the hell are you and why are you talking to us all of a sudden? And you were like,
I have a podcast. Don't you know my voice?
You sound just like Dog Dog.
Yeah.
You never laugh either, do you? these ones for me, like as I said, there wasn't much new for me to see, but I'm glad there's a variety of TV spots also because I know that, speaking for myself, ever since I was a kid, I'd always get kind of annoyed when I'd realize I've seen the same TV spot like 15 times in the same week.
Right.
So, there's variance out there. What a tiny, piddling thing for me to bring up. Wow. let's just move on. the next one's a bit meatier.
Meteor.
That's how they came to Earth. Oh-ho! The MTV
Movie
Music Awards, which I believe is the entire reason why Tyrese Gibson was in town for BotCon.
Probably.
They showed a new scene from the movie that we didn't see at BotCon. And it was a pretty cool scene involving Insecticons and involving lots of Decepticons. Get to see Scavenger and his mighty wrecking ball. And it was a pretty cool scene to watch, although part of me was kind of hoping, like, I wonder if it's going to be what we saw at BotCon so I can relish and re-watch all those delicious things we got to take a look at. But
yeah.
It was a pretty cool sequence, though, and I like the idea of the little Insecticons as, like, little radar dish drones.
Right.
The thing is, Aaron and me know why they're looking for Sam, because we saw the scene, I think, that came right after this one, and it actually had a fairly major spoiler of a line in it.
The scene that we saw shares about 2 or 3 seconds with the scene that we started into is what ends on this one, because that one ends on seeing Sam running between buildings or something or other with Bumblebee close behind, and that's about where the second BotCon scene picked up at, I believe. I'd have to go through and find it again to double check. But
I'm curious, in the synopsises people gave of what we saw at BotCon, did anyone spill what the big spoiler line was that was dropped?
Not from the ones I saw, no.
Ooh. Let's not spill it on here, but I'll say if you want to know what that spoiler line was, seeing how the movie's less than a month away from release, just PM me and I'll let you know.
Yeah.
And I'll tell Omegas after this, but we're not going to drop it on here because that's a spoiler that you had to be at BotCon to hear, and it's a frigging gigantic one. So
yeah, because we were supposed to say all we saw was the trailer for Up.
Well, no, that was my idea, and then Buzz kept going like, oh, that won't make any sense because Up is a Disney Pixar movie, and this is Paramount, and that won't work. And I was like, no, but it will! And I got talked down. Pretty cool footage, and I'm going to open the floor to you guys because I'm out of things to say about it.
Jeez.
Pretty cool footage.
I said that already!
I think that the viewing of this almost is tainted by having seen the scene that comes right after this one.
I agree.
You know what it's going to, and you just... It goes to the end of that clip, and you just shake a little bit like, another... 2 minutes! It gets cooler! Honestly!
Well, for the perspective
of
someone
I'm clean.
From the perspective of someone who wasn't tainted by BotCon, Omegas, what did you think of the sequence?
He said taint.
It's not a swear word.
It's very clinical.
Oh my god. Anyway, continue.
I actually kind of like this scene mostly because it wasn't just robots wrestling around and running and gunning at each other. You actually saw Decepticons hunting after Sam and Michaela.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit more than I expected. Whereas I would expect, you know, beating down buildings left and right until they find a human body.
Yes, odd how they seem to want them alive.
Yes.
Indeed.
Wonder why.
But it was cool because in the scene, you got to look at a bunch of ones we've seen. The Constructicons and Starscream were there. There were some off into the background that looked more like protoforms, though.
Yeah, those guys
are...
Which was
what really interested me.
They're the ones I think we saw in that trailer, you know, with the Gatling gun. And he, like, when you frame by frame it, there's that dude with the Gatling gun who gets shot in the face.
Oh.
Like, I couldn't tell who they were. They look to me like they're, like, Decepticon-like grunts who get brought in so there's even more, like, killable robots.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. This movie is going to be a little bit more grisly or darker. You've got to have stormtroopers.
It's going to be.
You got to have the stormtroopers to get shot at.
That's right.
It's just how it works. And speaking of which, Starscream still cannot aim a missile.
Well, if he could, he wouldn't be Starscream anymore.
Yeah. See, here's where I have my grievance. They're not knocking down buildings, and they're very carefully looking for them. They want them alive, so the first thing Starscream does when he sees them is shoot missiles at them.
Yeah, I guess. Well, maybe he's trying to screw over the plan, like, subtly. He's all like, oh, no, I'm giving them warning shots, Mighty Megatron, as I try to kill whatever it is you're looking for.
And we're back to the, was he the one that shot Megatron in the first movie or not?
Oh, man, that's one of my favorite debates. Although the writers did say they never intended that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a cool sequence, and it's from a part of the movie that I think is going to be very impressive to a lot of people. Also, because I don't know if it came across well in this sequence, in part because we were seeing a recording on YouTube, but the robots were a lot more visible, I thought. And
yeah,
they weren't as implied as in the first movie.
Definitely longer cuts of longer shots.
Yeah, and you could take your time to look at them. It wasn't like in the first movie, like, you know, the first movie sequence, as much as I like it, where Sam's running and, like, Blackout does a cartwheeling transformation trying to catch him. Where it's kind of like, what the hell is going on? But this one, it was like, oh, it's Scavenger, and it's his wrecking ball, and stuff like that.
Was that Scavenger?
The yellow dude was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought Scavenger was like the replacement for Demolisher in the big combo.
Oh, no, sorry. Scrapper! I mean, Scrapper.
There you go.
Scavenger. Durr. And I already said Scavenger, and yeah, okay, people are already posting in the podcast topic, I know.
He's sick, people.
That's right!
Okay? Yes.
I might learn a little gravity bot, you know, listen to him. You know? He's helping me get better.
Oh, God. Saw that at Walmart. $13 made me cry.
If you need one, just buy Bumblebee, because his head swivels as well, and it makes him all the more worth the money. I guess it takes us to the end of the podcast, because we're out of topics, and we totally want to see how much Omegas actually knows about the stuff we saw at BotCon, so... as I said, if you want to know what that big spoiler line from BotCon was, PM us, because as far as I know, that stuff's not under any embargo. I'm just well and truly surprised if no one mentioned this one little fact.
I think I may have seen it, but it wasn't... Most people didn't hit on that. Most people hit on, they get to see stuff early.
Yeah. Early, you know?
Yeah.
just wait till the end of the month. The movie will be out everywhere. Yeah, I guess that finishes the show for now. So thanks for tuning in to episode 46 of WTF and TFW. This is Vangelis, that was Aaron and Omegas. And have you guys got any closing thoughts? Or would you just like to kiss the audience goodbye?
Mwah. Get out of here. Go on. Push stop. Don't listen to the closed music.
Not kissing
You're
anyone goodbye. I'm not catching anything.
Oh, you won't have to kiss me.
Yet.
One thing to say to you.
Oh, I'm coming over there.
Now guess what card is in it.
Don't play games with me!
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.